Hello again. So, I was recently approached by No Code MBA asking me if they could sponsor this newsletter and associated video. Now, I've been accepting sponsorship on blog posts for a while, and so I was open to doing the same thing here. After all, I actually find sponsorship a really useful way of getting inspiration for topics to write about, not to mention that it brings in a bit of cash. However, I did pause slightly before agreeing to include No Code MBA because there's a lot of negativity around the No Code movement at the moment, especially, and unsurprisingly, amongst developers. So in this video, I want to look at what the No Code movement is and why I personally consider it worth your attention, especially when it comes to creating proof of concepts. Traditionally, if you want to build something online, you need a developer, somebody who can write your code for you. However, in recent years, a growing number of online services allow you to deliver working web apps without the need for code. These range from simple tools like Notion to more powerful platforms like Webflow or Shopify. The idea is that these apps empower designers, marketers, and entrepreneurs to deliver on their ideas without having to dive into the code. Of course, any approach has its drawback, and the no-code movement is no exception. Developers like to point out that the code generated by these applications is often poorly optimized and actually can create accessibility or even performance problems in some cases. And these, if I'm honest, are fair criticisms. The no-code applications are not applicable in all circumstances. Then there can be the fact that they have pretty steep learning curves for using these kinds of services, especially when integrating multiple applications together. Fortunately, schools like No Code MBA can help you with this. And anyway, this is probably a learning curve worth tackling if you don't have easy access to a developer or you can't afford one. Despite these drawbacks of using no-code services, they make huge sense in many situations. In fact, they've already begun to shake up the bottom of the web design market, where designers, copywriters, and marketers can easily create websites for themselves or for their clients without the need to have development skills. However, even bigger organizations working on more complex projects can also benefit from no-code services, at least in my opinion. Sure, you wouldn't want to build a multi-million dollar business on a no-code platform, but you should seriously consider prototyping on it. One of the biggest challenges faced by the teams I work with is getting organizational buy-in. Management doesn't see the value in what a team is proposing and is reluctant to invest the money or internal developer capability to create it. So a no-code platform offers a way to overcome these challenges by allowing you to create your own proof of concept that can be trialed with real-world scenarios. While traditional prototypes are great for doing things like small-scale usability testing, their lack of underlying functionality means that you can't be using them for some kind of closed beta where people are actually making transactions. However, a prototype built on a no-code platform can do those things. A no-code proof of concept allows you to process real transactions and lets users complete real tasks in a completely natural environment. It's a perfect stepping stone between your traditional prototype and the full and final build. It will give you invaluable data on real user behavior while also providing a usable demo to convince stakeholders that your big idea is worth investing in. It does all of that at a fraction of the cost it would take to build the final site. Whether you have an immediate need or not for this kind of tool, it is worth ensuring that you know what is out there. No-code tools are not just the plaything of amateurs that many people think they are. They're serious tools that can provide invaluable benefits to your organization. For example, just to send this email, I've used three no-code tools, right? I've used Notion to write and run my editorial calendar. I use ConvertKit to design and send my emails, and Zapier as a way of connecting ConvertKit with my CRM. I also regularly use Notion to plan and test website content and tools like Unbounce to build standalone landing pages for marketing campaigns. If you've got any questions about how to get the most out of these kinds of tools, feel free to drop me an email to paul@boagworld.com. I will do my best to help you. And of course, you can also check out No Code MBA for more in-depth training. And they're even offering my subscribers a 50% discount, which is a great little deal. So good luck and have a go at trying out some of these no-code tools.